Well, hello people, I'm back and all refreshed. You know, I've had my little nap and my little lay down and a little sleepy. At my age, you've got to do that. And I've woken up and I feel like I'm 18 again. Well, not quite. So here's a supposed Femon, who is apparently a 50-year-old grandmother. And she says since her divorce from her husband 18 years ago, she's gone with 720 people, sexually. Of course, they could be male or femon, because she is bisexual. Of course she would be. So she went with 720 people, and none of them stayed. Well, I believe this person's been in the paper before, and it was all fake as well then. And anyway, 18 years, 720 people? God, the modern femon would leave you in the dust in a couple of weeks. I mean, considering this person's been out there for 18 years, she's a bit of a novice to this body count thing, isn't she? You could have one just after breakfast, then have a sort of a break, and then another person after brunch, say. Go for a nice stroll in the park, where you could probably take another one in the bushes. Then go down the local grocery shop, take another one on aisle 6, where the CCTV camera's broken. And on the way home, as you pass the car park, go in there, follow somebody back to their car and have one in the car. They can hold you shopping. Go home, have a bite to eat, shower, probably have an early night. But I believe this isn't really not a femon at all. They may identify as one. So take a look at this picture here. Take a look at the forearm and the hand. That doesn't look too femon at all, does it? Who are they trying to kid? This paper must be desperate for a story. Oh, and she says she loves good sex. Oh, really? I thought most people liked bad sex. This isn't a story. They're making up as they go along. And this is a picture for those who like the derriere. Buttocks. And here's another picture of this person all dressed up, ready to go out, I guess. She looks a lot better here because things are all covered up, even her face. I'll put a link to the story down below, but there's absolutely nothing in it except a bunch of lies. And according to the comments at the below of the paper, she's not getting very good comments. But that doesn't matter. Attention is attention, no matter what. So you can imagine going out on a date with this person, then going back to the hotel room or whatever. You have a shower and you get into bed and you look down and you say, hey, I got one of them too. But it's much bigger than yours. Anyway, guys, I'm sorry this was a nothing story, really. And I wasn't very funny talking about it. Well, I couldn't think of anything, really. I mean, there's nothing really funny about this. It's just sad, really. Well, maybe later on when I've had a few beers, I'll be able to pull one out of the bag. Metaphorically speaking, of course. See you later, people.